item number four, the military facilities update. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you. This is basically a written report, but I did want to mention that we have hard-working staff who keep working on these multitude of sites. At the Vandenberg Air Force Base site, for example, we have roughly 133 sites, depending on how you count them. At the Fort Ord site, there are 40 sites. The Monterey Peninsula Airport, two sites. Fort Hutter and Liggett, 34 sites. At the Lompoc Penitentiary Facility, three sites. Camp Roberts, 58 sites. So that's about, what is it, about 240 sites or so. And we have staff who have been working, Linda Stone. Linda, could you stand up for a moment, please? Linda has been working on Department of Defense sites, and understand you're moving on to new challenges. I appreciate your work over the years on the Department of Defense sites. Carol Kolb, is Carol here? She's not here. Carol works on Department of Defense sites. Christina Seeley is here. Christina? Thanks. Grant Heimbaugh is here. And David Schwartzfart, I don't see David. He works part-time on Department of Defense site, so we appreciate your work in that regard. Otherwise, this is a written report, and we'll attempt to answer any questions that you might have.
Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Monterey Airport, was that the one that had the big plume on both sides and was coming to the center? Wasn't it kind of by... Was something in the middle of it, wasn't there?
Grant, you want to answer that one at the podium, please?
Could you clarify the question a little bit?
I'm trying to think back about the Monterey Peninsula Airport. Didn't that have like two big plumes on either side of the airport or something?
On either side, actually, the plume starts be just north of the runway, be the western end of the runway, uh-huh. And it basically flows downhill towards actually long Casanova Oak Knolls. Or Casanova, I believe is the name of the street, towards Fremont, and towards the Safeway grocery store down there. Okay. Kind of parallels Casanova.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
Does that pretty well?
That's all. I just wanted
okay.
to just
yeah.
ignore my own.
I've got a question about Vandenberg.
That'd be more Christina.
Okay. For Vandenberg, a couple of questions for you.
Linda or Christina?
Yeah, either way. It's a general question. Do we have an anticipated date sometime in the future when we're going to get a grasp on all of the contamination and pollution at that site and have it remediated?
Well, the Air Force plans on, they've got a very ambitious plan in terms of the sites that they've identified and that we're currently working on, which is to basically have them closed and wrapped up in 5 years. Remediation is a slow process, that's probably optimistic, but they are being ambitious. That's with the identified sites that are part of the restoration program. There's also basically ongoing site discovery going on, and yes.
There's new sites being discovered?
They're actively researching sites. This base goes back to World War II, Camp Cook. It's 100,000 acres. It's huge. So there is ongoing site discovery. There's several, they break it down, there are two categories. They're areas of interest. They identify that at some point in time there may have been some activity that could be associated with some release or environmental impacts, and those are called areas of interest. And then they do a little historical research, and they can, if they look like yes, they are, something did happen there, they represent a potential threat, they convert them into areas of concern, and that's when they start investigating and doing sampling, et cetera. And we've got hundreds of those ongoing, so it's not from lack of effort, it's because of the long history in the large area that it's continues.
And what ensures that their current operations are not contributing to any releases or contamination? What do they follow?
Well, they're subject to the same environmental compliance regulations that any industry is. And so we have...
But we don't issue them permits.
Compliance permits we do, don't we?
Stormwater.
Yeah, stormwater permits.
Okay.
The restoration program is slightly different, where we don't have, and Francis can speak to that, where we don't have the authority to, or don't issue orders under the agreement we have with them. But compliance, they're subject to pretty much everything, right, Francis?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have they had a stormwater permit?
Is there any stormwater people here?
I mean, is it a few years or very recently? Because it's nothing that the board has seen. It was just issued administratively.
That's outside of my expertise. I'm
okay.
Just working on the restoration. I know they do have stormwater permits. I know that they've got a very active compliance program. They've got this compliance division at the facility, and that they've got a facility-wide management plan, and they're cognizant of not creating any additional problems. They do have the added layer of they have various defense contractors out there, Boeing, et cetera. And if they're leasing property under some conditions, they're exempt, et cetera. But as I talked to Francis about earlier, but they've got a pretty good conscientious compliance department.
Do we audit them?
They have a very stringent self-auditing program where somebody from Colorado Springs or wherever comes out and they do compliance auditing and I understand they're very rigorous and are getting dinged.
But do we audit them?
I don't know. And what do you mean by audit?
Well, do we review what the auditors are doing and finding, and do we do any site inspections out there?
I know Dave LaCaro has been out there. I have been out there helping out with the stormwater. I don't know that we actually look at these compliance reports. I don't know if we receive them or not.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We can get all the appropriate staff in one spot and sort that out for you and get back to you.
Okay. Any other board questions?
Yes, do you have something to add to that, Burton?
Well, yeah, Burton Chadwick, I'm the lead staff member for the Department of Defense program. Great questions. The agenda item in front of you was specific to the investigation restoration program for the military. We do work in conjunction with a number of other staff and other programs in the office. We'll have to get you those details. However, the staff report was specific to the investigation and cleanups.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Any other board comments or questions? No?